Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The left fielder, Jake Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milo Candini. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Milo Candini. And now, play ball. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Clary moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Clary scores. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Lobbs moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clary moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan misplays the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Clary scores. Zerillo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Zerillo moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Pretty reaches second base with a double. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pretty scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Milo Candini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candini strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Christman reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Zerilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Zerillo moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Burns reaches second base with a double. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 2 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gailhouse moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence who is chasing the ball. Zarrilla reaches third base with a triple. Gailhouse scores. Clary goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Browns. Jim Mertz now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pretty strikes out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Mertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mertz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground into left field. Powell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Powell. Lobs goes all the way around to score. Burns moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell throws the ball into Pretty, who tags Christman, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-3 in the game. Gailhouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Clary takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to third. Pretty moves to second. Gene Moore pinch hits for Jim Mertz. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. Case hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Curtis now pitching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 4 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 4 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hayes moves to second. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Clary takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 4 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Clary moves to second. It's 9-1, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 3 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.